Despite efforts to shrink the number of Louisiana's governing boards and commissions, the total of such panels is higher now than when Governor Bobby Jindal took office in 2008. That's according to a review by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office released this week. With a look at the issue, I'm joined on the phone by President of the Council for a Better Louisiana, Barry Irwin. Barry, thanks for your time. What do we know about how many of these panels are active and hold regular meetings that are mentioned in the legislative report?
Well, I think it's kind of hard to say how many are really active. What we do really know out of this report is that we have a lot of boards and commissions across the state, almost 500 of them, and the trend has been, at least broadly speaking, to create more of these as we go along. There has been some effort in the legislature over the last few years in particular to try and actually look at some of these and reduce that number, and we have done that. But at the same time, it appears that the legislature is also continuing to create them for various purposes, and so one's kind of going against the trend of the other. I do believe that a lot of these things do serve purposes. They are boards that are mandated by law in most cases, so you'd have to change the law to get rid of them. But legislators create things for a variety of reasons. Some of them outlive their usefulness, but others are just small boards that have a very limited purpose, and they've been around for a long time.
Does this increase, does it line up with the policies and the hopes of the administration?
You know, I think these are kind of working, I won't say in a vacuum, but kind of with one side not thinking about or talking to the other that much. A lot of these commissions are things that regulate a certain, I won't say industry, but maybe a business, you know, something that could be like the cosmetology board. They deal with people that are in the manicure and hairdressing business. It doesn't sound like a big important thing, but it's kind of a self-regulating thing that they actually do. I think sometimes legislators are not thinking about growing bureaucracy. They see a need that somebody brings up and they say, hey, we need some help or some oversight to do this. And they say, sure, we can do that. And then all of a sudden it starts to add up and they begin to see that, you know, we got a lot of these things and they need some further review.
As we talk about that review process, Barry, you know, more than half of those panels pay per diem salaries or travel for members. Might the legislators be looking to either reduce or eliminate some of those that have those paying and reimbursement plans and perhaps let the ones that are on a volunteer basis or appointment, what have you, let those continue to possibly increase?
Well, I think for sure there's going to be a review of looking at which ones do the per diems and have those various expenses. There are obviously some that are, you know, statewide types of commissions that maybe meet in Baton Rouge or meet in New Orleans or somewhere where travel and some per diem thing is appropriate. But those are kind of at a different level from some of these other boards that may be local museum boards or boards that are just part of some, you know, very local entity where you really probably don't need per diems and you certainly don't need travel expenses. And they're probably things that we're giving out of just the usual nature from the way things always were. But I guarantee you there's going to be some review of that portion of things.
Do you think that once we see this type of review, are we going to see the number in light of other budget issues going on? Will we see a reduction in numbers of boards and commissions here in the state?
Well, I think we will, because if nothing else, just the very notion that we are growing government bureaucracy and growing boards and commissions does not set well politically with a lot of folks. So I believe this report, if nothing else, is going to turn up the heat on legislators to take a look at these different boards and commissions, eliminate them. They've been eliminating some as they go, but I think maybe to step up the pace of that and really give them a much more thorough review and maybe do some real editing there.
Barry, thanks for joining us. Barry Irwin serves as president of the Council for a Better Louisiana.